You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here with Challenge Exit Interviews week number 10. Only 1 week to the finale, and we have got another exit interview. We'll be chatting with David Alexander of Big Brother. He's going to be joining us to talk about his head-to-head matchup with Enzo in the elimination. Here with me to talk to David, it's the co-host of the Challenger Wrap-Up. It's Brian Cohen. Brian, how are you?
I am doing great. Very excited to hear what David has to say about his time on the season and see what we'll see what he has to share.
Brian, I know you and Allie have a podcast recap ready to go. What did you all think about the challenge heading into finale next week?
We're ready for the finale. I feel like this episode is probably the weakest of the season. And I think we're at a point where we're ready to see how this resolves. We want to see how the final goes and see who is ready to take home the title.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we will have, of course, the exit interviews coming up next week as well. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the Challenge podcast feed, robswebsite.com/challengefeed. Let's go ahead and bring in our conversation with David, which you can also watch on our YouTube channel at robisawebsite.com/YouTube. Hey, David, what's going on? It's Rob Cicerino and Brian from Rob is a Podcast. Disappointed to see you go out in the elimination last night. How tough was that to go up against your buddy Enzo in the elimination?
It wasn't tough going up against him. You know, at the end of the day, there's going to be one winner. It sucked that the things that led to that moment, right? We're so close to the end. We got four BB people out of what, the last 12, you know what I mean? Between Alyssa, myself, Angela and Enzo. I was just disappointed that, you know, mind you, the show alliances might've been dissipating a little bit, but to get so close to the end and you join Team Survivor, it just really showed me how great the Survivor players at were of sticking together. You're talking about freaking Ben, Tyson, and Sarah. Despite their differences, finding a way to come together and find an agreement to do something. And I think that's very powerful. And we saw what happened just on this last night, what it led to. And we'll see what happens next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw Angela and Alyssa really form that bond with the Survivor men. So it seemed like you were very caught by surprise when they were going to turn on you. How aware were you with how close they had gotten in the last few weeks, especially since the game kind of changed over the last couple of weeks?
I knew Alyssa was highly upset that Derek went home. Angela and Alyssa were upset. And I had a very strategic reason to send them home, standing out of her hamstring. And the algorithm showed that we can get repartnered. And I explained that to them, yet they still were like, you know, Alyssa was like, that's a bridge burned. And Angela was like, I don't agree with that decision. So at that point, I was like, I'm on the outside. Like, there's no way you agree with my decision unless I'm on the outside. And you guys want to manipulate me. So it still hurt because it was Enzo and we were so close. And they don't show this, but we were just on a boat that past Saturday and going down, you know, in Argentina, and we're having this experience. We take this picture, together, me, Angela, and Enzo. And it's a personal moment, but we're like, wow, Tyler, you know, from B-Bra is going to love this because he's got Team Freeze and his fiance all together. And we're this close to a final. So it was just, when I think about that moment and then how the game played out, I was just kind of hurt by it.
How big of a disadvantage was it for you to be in that first pairing with Tyson to go first on the truck where everybody then was able to watch you and see like a better way to use the pegs?
A huge disadvantage. We were the test dummies. Mm-hmm. We saw it. I think this is one of the first challenges they show in the order of how people went. And going first, we didn't know where to place the pegs. At this point, Tyson was still kind of established as a beast. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he did any better than I did. I mean, we don't really get to see the final results, but, you know, whatever. And yeah, if that wasn't the case, I don't think I'll be talking to you right now.
Mm-hmm. So it seemed like the way the show presented, Angela went last and kind of cracked the code of how to, you know, place the pegs. Did she really go last? Like, did anyone else get close to doing as well as she did with how she manipulated the pegs?
Desi was the closest, but she went against Angela. Ben and Dom got pretty far. At this point, we didn't think anybody would finish it. When Angela did it, we were just like, wow, huge.
So, David, at this point in the game, other than Enzo, who else in the house were you close with?
I was close with Danny. I wanted Danny to get his money to get a chance to run in the final, purely, you know, representation. I just wanted to make sure USA had a diverse representation on a global scale. And Danny was just a good dude. You know, Leo, I was pretty tight with Leo, too. As someone who was an underdog on my first season and had a chance to come back, and on the All-Stars, I was a pure underdog, not having least amount of experience on Big Brother. Leo at various moments, I felt like he was taking an underdog role. And I'm just like, no, you're not going to be isolated in this corner. You're going to be a part of something. And so me and Leo are pretty tight. Wish he would have won that freaking thing. Mm-hmm.
So the next step that TJ keeps talking about is like the Challenge World Championships, which I think you kind of just alluded to, where it seemed like from our indication, like maybe the winners will just go on or maybe there'll be a larger group. Was there any talk about what like these Challenge World Championships would look like? And did that factor into anyone's decision-making or thought process, or everyone just kind of like this season focused?
No, we were all discussing like getting to the next level, training this summer to prepare for it. Training your weaknesses. You know, we don't know what that looks like. We don't know, you know, obviously people have lives outside of reality. So what
they
is,
do?
Yes, at least we try to,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, if you, for some reason can't do it, does that mean someone else gets to, you know, so there's a lot of things up in the air. I don't know what can happen. I'm training as if there could be an opportunity, whether it's that season two or the MTV version. I am on a different level physically than I was just 3 months ago. If you guys are following me on Instagram, you will see it. I probably ran 300 miles so far this summer.
Wow.
It was motivating. When you're so close, it's almost like a team that's almost in the playoffs, right? You're this close mm-hmm. to the playoffs, this close to the final. Mm-hmm. And you know, like, if I just would have had a little bit more, you think about that. And that's all I'm thinking about all summer long. Like, what I could have brought to the table if I were more prepared, more ready, could swim better, had more endurance. And then combine that with the mentally strong, right? I knew I had doubters the entire time, but I just was more fuel. So you combine all of that. If there's another opportunity, David 2.0 is going to be a fucking dangerous. Yo. Oh my God. I want to see me because I would really, and at the same time, when I see people like weak this and all of this shit and David, you know, choose to survive, all of that to me is more fuel. And I really don't care about people's feelings anymore. I'm not going to be as nice. Like this is a game to win money and I didn't win that money. And I'm over here like trying to be nice to people. Nah, fuck that. Like if I get a chance to play this shit again, like I am going to remember what happened this season and I won't be so kind Anyways.
All right. This is very interesting. So, yeah, you are gearing up for potentially another run at the challenge.
Yes.
What about strategically? How would you approach things differently?
How would I approach things differently? I would be less socially reserved to start the season. I have a little bit of social anxiety from my first time doing Big Brother that is still there, being socially outgoing, and then I'm out, right? And so now I'm right. like, reserve, like don't let all these feelings out. I think next time I will just be my authentic self from day one, similar to how I am in this interview with you. And I think that would make a difference. People get a sense to know the true me. And then second, win early, be more prepared.
Yeah. Like,
I think we saw it with Tyson. After winning, three out of the first five, he didn't do anything so far. And but when you win early on, you create olive branches, create deals, you know, your social game takes more, it takes on a bigger hold because now you have these alliances formed. I would approach it that way if I get a chance to do it again.
So who would you come for? I thought you said you would try to get a little revenge. Like who would be your main target? You come back and you see some of the same people from the season. Who would you mainly go after?
Oh, I would go for anybody who said I was weak or viewed me as a weak player. Like let's review the tapes. I think Tyson said it at least one time. Let's get rid of the weak players. We got David, this person who I think Angela alluded to me being weak at some point. A few others, but they were gone before. Well before I was gone. So I'm just not even worried about them. But a lot of those people, a lot of the doubters, the people who just kind of saw aesthetically, I probably didn't give them the best indication based on my aesthetics. But I think outside of that, I was like, maybe the fourth or third fastest swimmer. And, you know, just so many different moments on the show that they don't see that I really showed them. Oh, but I would go.
I got to get you back out there. We got to get you back out there.
Man, come on. Oh, my God.
Yeah. David, any fun moments from the house that you remember that we didn't get to see?
Fun moments. I would say one of the best moments is when we was on the boat going down the river. It was a Saturday and the food, like we didn't really eat that well. So this is the first time we got really, really good food. We're on the boat. We're literally viewing the culture of Argentina. Like, you know, we're in this compound, we're locked away, we're out of bus around the city, but we really get to see people living. I think for me, that was the most fun, cool moment. I actually felt like I had gotten to a point in the game where it really mattered and it really made it a great experience.
All right. Brian, anything else for David?
No, that's it. I love this. Love your fire. Love your passion. Hope to see you back out there season two or, you know, whatever the next end edition we can have you on.
All right. David,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, thank you so much for making time. All the best outside the show, okay?
Thank you, Rob. Rob, nice freaking setup, man.
Oh, David, thank you. The same to you.
Yeah, look at the lighting. Damn, all right.
All right, David, thanks so much. Take care.
All right.
Bye. All right, Brian, there you have it. David Alexander is ready to go.
Yeah, bring him back out there. Let's go, Redemption Island. Get David back for the final.
Like punchy.
Yeah, I love this version of David. I wish you saw it more often. He was, you know, he was... taking names, ready to fire back. This would have been great.
All right. So he's pumped up and ready to go. Okay. Brian, I know you're ready to go. Challenge finale next week, 2 hours.
Yeah, here we go. Buckle up. One more female elimination, and then we will crown the winner of Challenge USA, or winners probably. We'll see how the final shakes out.
Okay. Well, I am really looking forward to it. I really have no idea how the challenge finale works. So very much looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Yeah, it should be intense. There should be a lot of running, a lot of sweating, a lot of crying, a lot of eating, a lot of pain. It's, you know,
eating.
We'll see how. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of eating.
Gross, they gotta eat gross stuff.
There's a lot of gross. The challenge proper does it. We'll see. I'm very curious to see how hard they push the USA contestants. So we'll see how they do here.
All right. So that is all coming up next week. Make sure you subscribe to the Challenge podcast feed. robinswebsite.com/challenge feed. Brian, anything else coming up for you?
No, that's it. Yeah, I've been very excited to see how this all plays out.
All right.
Let's crown a winner.
Thank you for joining us for another Challenge Exit interview. We should have a whole bunch of other Challenge Exit interviews for you next week. So make sure you catch all of that after the finale. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Hold up. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.